You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I remember doing this with Ian. Oh, what those nightmare days. Anyway, a mother on TikTok, her name is Melanie. She took her 14-year-old daughter's phone away at 8:30 at night because she was just like acting really badly. And she had to leave the phone charging on the floor outside her bedroom. But upon closer inspection, the mother realized that she has been tricked. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. The daughter had drawn black circles onto a piece of paper. Then she put it inside an empty iPhone case. And she then placed the charger into the slot to make it look like the phone was actually on a charger. That was her phone. Okay, all it was an empty box. Okay, of course, this is the internet. People are divided. Now, some people are saying that the mother's too strict. You should never take a phone away from a child. And then others are saying, good job, mom. But I think they're totally missing the point. I mean, think about this. If the girl can figure out how to trick her mother like this at the age of 14, this mother totally has to be on her A game. I mean, before the kid moves out. Because you have to think about this. I mean, what's the difference between a teenager and a terrorist? Well, you can negotiate with a terrorist. That's right. And say, and welcome. This is Tech Refresh. It's your weekly fun show about all things digital. I'm Kim Komando. And joining us this week, as always, every week, we have Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen. Hello there, Allie.
Hello.
And then we have Ben Bradley. And I struggle with this, Ben, because I want to say, like, you're our trusty news director. I want to say that you're our tech guy. You're our great reviewer. But it's just, there's more to this. Like, maybe, like, the battery bad boy. What do you think?
Well, I like that. I wonder if that's too long for a license plate.
It might just be. And, of course, we have Matthew Hoffel. He tells us everything that's happening on the internet. So this way we are cool and we are hip and we are... Give us a Gen Z-er term that we need to use.
Oh, geez. Sick?
We're ooh. Sick. Oh my gosh. I feel so much better knowing that I'm sick. Yes. And just a quick reminder to rate, review, subscribe, and follow to this podcast, because this way more people will find it. Because here's what happens. You know, just like you look at reviews on Amazon.com, when people are thumbing through their podcast players, they're like, oh, what should I listen to? And then, of course, they see... Tech Refresh with all these great reviews. They're like, I better join the party. And Tech Refresh is brought to you by thecurrentnewsletter.com. You can get tech news straight to your inbox, be up to date in 5 minutes or less. You can see a sample and you can sign up right now over at thecurrentnewsletter.com. And we're going to get this party started already with the news, some important tech developments, so you are always up to date. And let's start with Allie.
All right, it's the most wonderful time of year when all the lists come out of all the best stuff of 2021, and specifically the best apps, the best podcasts, the best music. So we'll start with apps. Google is always the first to release its list, so these are the most popular apps in the Google Play Store. Apple hasn't released its yet. It usually lags a little behind, but there's a lot of crossover, and most of these you can get on an iPhone too. Okay, first is User's Choice. The best app, Paramount Plus. I guess people just needed something new to stream this year, huh?
I wouldn't have guessed
that. I'm pretty fond of that one.
You like that, Ben?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's got all my Star Trek on it.
Oh.
That's what that is.
That makes sense. Okay. All right. And then the top user's choice for games is a game called Garena Free Fire Max. It's like an ambush shooter sniper kind of game. Not my thing, but okay. Huh. Best app of the year, chosen by Google, is called Balance. It's a meditation and sleep app. And unlike a lot of them where you have to pay right away, you get a free year with this one. And it's pretty cool because it's customized. So you open it up, you answer a few questions, and they make a little meditation routine just for you. It seems pretty cool. I'll try it out. I like meditation apps. Have you guys ever tried those?
I use Insight Timer. Oh. And there's this like great guy by the name of Andrew. And he's the only one I listen to. And the reason why is because when he's giving me like these meditational things, it's almost like Sean Connery is in my head. I mean, it's like he's got this great Scottish accent. I love it.
I know who you're talking about. I listen to the same guy.
What's his last name? I can't think of it.
I can't think of it either, but I have an old app from like 2009 still on my phone that's just him doing like three different meditations.
Okay, so have you done that? He has this 20-minute or 29-minute power nap. And I swear to gosh, you have to do the power nap. I mean, you just lay down. You're going to fall asleep. And then he wakes you back up and you're like, this is fabulous.
Yeah, when he counts back up and you're coming back awake, yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, I'm putting that on my list. All right, for best game overall, Pokemon Unite. I have not played this, but, you know, the people love it. There are some other categories that I really like. Best app for good. This one is called Speechify, and it's a text-to-speech screen reader. And this is awesome. It can read basically any kind of document on a phone in 30 different voices and 20 different languages. So if you know anybody that, you know, for whatever reason struggles to read things on their phone, this is a good one to download for them. In the everyday essentials category, there's a habit tracker called Rabbit. It's Rabbit with one R. I just downloaded it because reading the description, it looks pretty awesome. And I'm one of those people that kind of bounces back and forth between all those habit and, you know, planning apps. I try a new one, see if I like it. I fall out of it and go on to another one. Photo Room is supposed to be an incredible photo editor. So another one to add to your list to check out. This one is awesome. There's a category called Hidden Gems. And one is called Laughscape. So this is another meditation app, but instead of it being like this really calm and soothing or Sean Connery, it's actually comedians leading meditation. So instead of it being, you know, really relaxing, it's basically, why don't you relax by laughing and having a fun time?
Oh, kind of like listening to Tech Refresh. I mean, absolutely. I mean, we need that.
That's why you feel so much better after listening to
this. And it's Andrew Johnson, if you're looking for him.
Andrew Johnson.
Yes, Andrew Johnson, yeah. Insight Timer. All right, sorry, Al, I interrupted you. Keep going.
No, all good. And then one more that I thought was really interesting under the personal growth category, it's called Uptime. And it's these five-minute little courses, documentaries, and books. So all this stuff takes you 5 minutes, and you can learn something new. So it's these quick little downloads when you have a little bit of extra time. This is, again, for Android and iPhone, so this is worth checking out if you grab your phone and spend 5 minutes, I don't know, scrolling through Twitter or wasting time in some other way. You can actually learn with this one.
Now, you're going to put all these over at commando.com, right?
You know I am, yes, of course. For best podcasts, Apple released their list. Number one, of course, is Kim Komando Explains. If you're not listening to that already, make sure that you're getting it.
I feel so happy about that, even though it's not true, but thank you.
You're welcome. Best show of the year. They gave it to a podcast called A Slight Change of Plans. The host, her name is Maya Shankar, and it's stories about change. So it's, you know, a storytelling podcast. She has guests on, but they also talk about the science of human behavior. And I think this stuff is super fascinating, so I'm going to download this one. And then if you have kids at home, there is a podcast that they gave one of the winning spots for best, you know, family podcasts, and it's called A Kid's Book About. And it's helping you explain all the complicated things in life, like death and divorce and money and failure, to kids. So that's a pretty cool resource. And then if we look at the Spotify list, most popular podcast, what do you think it is?
Kim Komando Explains?
Number two.
Joe Rogan?
Yes. Well done. Yeah. All right, after Joe Rogan, we've got number two, Crime Junkie. Number three, Call Her Daddy. I don't know what this is, but I've got to look it up.
All right, let me tell you, never listen to it. Never, ever listen to it. Okay.
Oh, I think you told us about this.
Yes, that, you know, Barry and I were driving from Santa Barbara to Los Angeles, and we were reading about how much money this gal has been making off this podcast, so I turned it on. It's literally a woman in her 20s talking about the best ways to satisfy a man in graphic detail.
Oh, gotcha. Uh-huh. Okay, great. Number four, we've got The Daily, the New York Times Daily News Podcast. And then number five, NPR News Now. So go over to commando.com, and we are going to tell you all about this top streamed music on Spotify and show you how to find your Spotify yearly wrapped list. You're going to start seeing those all over social media. Everyone's saying, this is what I listen to most this year.
That's awesome. That's, you know, I definitely want to check out some of those apps. All right. What do you have for us in the news today, Ben?
Some news about Twitter. So there's already this privacy policy in place where you can't share someone's phone numbers, addresses, things like that, safety reasons. Well, now there is a new line that's gone into immediate effect, supposed to make things even safer. You can't share photos or videos of someone else without their permission. So basically, you know, I can't go on Twitter and share a picture of you, Allie, or you, Kim, and you can't do the same. If I report it, Twitter is supposed to review it and take it down. And I'm trying to figure out how they plan to really enforce this. Now, It's the idea is to protect people from harassment and intimidation. I get it. You know, activists, dissidents, others who are generally at risk. But there are a lot of caveats. You know, public figures are excluded. Newsworthy events, you know, photos tweeted to help somebody, like if you're looking for a missing person. But, you know, think about like a concert. Somebody takes a picture at a concert and you got a lot of faces. I mean, are they going to go in and enforce that? It's
You have to walk around and ask everybody, can I post this photo of you on my Twitter? Thank you.
I guess it's all about context.
So, Ben, were you able to find like the backstory on this? Like why?
Yeah, it's just supposed to make it more, you know, the way they wrote it in this series of tweets, Twitter, is it's supposed to just make it a safer place to be. And I mean, obviously it's had its issues the past few years of toxicity and everything else. But, you know, everything like this with context and how they choose to enforce it, even with the new CEO, I just really don't. I mean, think about all the people who have to, you know, moderate Facebook and Twitter. I just don't see it making a big change.
No, and they did get that new CEO this past week. And what I think is really fascinating is that in 2010, 11 years ago, he retweeted something from The Daily Show, and now he's being called a racist. Okay, so you would think like the CEO of Twitter would have gone back into his previous tweets and said, you know, these probably should go away forever. Okay, but no, not him.
That's a good tech tip that we saved. But yeah, go in, check your old tweets, especially if you've forgotten from a decade ago. Because yeah, if you were younger, maybe just tweeting things you thought were harmless, maybe not so much anymore.
Because whatever you put online will be there forever.
Forever.
Right. Okay. You know, but speaking of Twitter, why don't Twitter users make good soldiers? They don't make good soldiers. You know why? Because they are quick to retweet. Oh, sorry about that. All right. Gen Zers are using them to score the latest sneakers. I know this because I have a Gen Zer who scores a lot of sneakers online this way. But parents and grandparents are now using shopping bots. They're calling them Grinch bots to get the hottest holiday gifts from toys and, of course, gaming consoles. Now, let's talk just a little bit about it. Shopping bots, they do the work for you. The bots, what they do is they visit multiple retail sites to know the very second that these sold-out items are listed as back in stock. And then they'll actually place the order for you. But you have to be really careful because malware, ransomware, stalkerware, disguised as shopping bots, it's totally spreading. And retail sites are now blocking these shopping bots and then limiting sales for many of the hottest gifts like the PS5s and the Xboxes. And they're going to cancel your account if you actually use a shopping bot. But the legit shopping bots, if you can say that, some of you might want to check out snailbot.io, slapi.com, and stellara.io. But you have to pay to use these shopping bots, upwards of $100 a month. Have any of you ever used these shopping bots?
No,
never wanted anything that badly.
Well, some people are saying that they're unethical. Like, it's just not fair. You shouldn't be using shopping bots, and I get that. But, you know, they're out there. And I looked at one of these sites, and the guy who programmed the shopping bot, he looks like he's about 18 with the picture of himself. And he has all these ads. Like, he's hiring all these people. He's like, just come work for me. And he's offering like $150,000 a year. It's amazing what these little cottage industries are happening now. But let's move on to Instagram. Late one night, a woman by the name of Stella Premo, she received this cryptic DM on Instagram that appeared to be from Aja Dajamar, a medium and a spiritual advisor based in Los Angeles. And the message said, grand rising with like three floating stars, I'm drawn to you, my beloved, with all these hearts, for your reading and your guidance. You are so blessed. Now, the woman, Stella, she gets this. She's like, well, I'm really surprised to hear from, you know, Aja Dajar, this medium and spiritual advisor with hundreds of millions of followers. because she was only following her for about a week, but she was planning to like maybe try to see if she could get a reading from this person. And she had a big project coming up, and she said, I just could use some divine guidance. So she put her phone away. She went to bed. And then the more she thought about it, the weirder it was to get a DM from a psychic with all these hundreds of millions of followers. Well, as it turns out, it was a scammer. So what's happening on Instagram is that psychics and astrologers are huge on Instagram. Now, scammers are impersonating them. I mean, just goes to show you, you know, you just can't trust anyone nowadays. I mean, you know, I went to see a psychic once and I knocked on the door and she said, who is it? So I just left. All right, stay right where you are. We've got a lot more fun stuff coming up, including in just a few seconds, some insider secrets and tips about airplanes, Guest Connect, and we're going to talk about the streaming showdown. And of course, Matt's going to be trying to stump us with some fake news.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Tech Refresh. It's your weekly fun podcast about all things digital. And just a quick reminder, it's brought to you by thecurrentnewsletter.com. You can get tech news straight to your inbox, be up to date in 5 minutes or less. Gets delivered twice a week. You can see a sample. You can sign up right now and head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. And this is part of the podcast where we share some insider secrets and tips to make you sound smarter on your Zoom calls and maybe some party tricks to impress your family members and friends. And here's a fun backyard game. You look up and you guess where the airplane above you is headed. Where is it going? Is it going to Los Angeles? Is it going to Paris? Is it going to Tokyo? And so on your iPhone, a lot of people don't know this. You can go ahead and ask Siri this phrase, what flights are overhead? And in just seconds, you see the carrier, the flight number, and the altitude. Now, if you're on Android and you're an aviation enthusiast, there are a lot of details that are missing, but that's why you want to look at a separate app. Here you can download the app Plane Finder, and it uses your location to show you planes all around you. You can zoom in, you can zoom out, see the world. You see the carrier, the flight number, the altitude, the direction, the destination, the speed, I mean, everything. And then if you are more into aviation, there's the Flight Radar 24 app and it has some in-app purchases. And, you know, we are really airplane enthusiasts in our house. And so on the TV in our family room, we have the Plane Finder app that runs almost 24/7. So when you walk by, you can go, oh, look at all the flights that are going out. It's really kind of a cool thing. I mean, you ought to check
it out.
That's
pretty cool.
And so, you know, and when you start looking at airplanes and, you know, what do you call an airplane full of bald people? What do you call that? Receding airlines. Oh, I'm sorry. And Ben, you have to follow with that. Give us a great tip.
Ooh, receding airlines. I don't know if I can top that, but we'll see. All right, let's say you have family coming for a few days. It is the season for it. And you have an Amazon Echo in the guest room. Well, you might not know it, but there's a setting within the Alexa app called Guest Connect that allows the person staying with you to access some of their own stuff on your Echo. So all you have to do to set it up is open the account settings. And I'm sorry, I'm going to keep saying the A word if it sets off your Echo, but open the account settings in the Alexa app and look for Guest Connect, and then you can toggle it on. So then whoever's coming over, they can open up their own Alexa app and use it to discover an Echo nearby that it can connect to, and that's it. Once set up, they can access their own news that they have set up, their own music, and when they leave, their account will automatically disconnect.
Ooh.
And what's nice, yeah.
Nice.
You'll get push notifications anytime someone connects to one of your Echoes. And from there, you can manage guest access through the app. You can revoke access if you need to. You know how these some of these family things go. And it only works on Echo speakers and displays, not other Amazon gadgets like Fire TVs or tablets. But, you know, something to keep in mind, this adds a little convenience, but it's not total privacy when it comes to your own Echo. So if you really don't want someone messing around with it, just get the Echo out of the guest room before they get there.
Just take it out. We don't know. We have no Echoes here. We don't know anything about Alexa. But so I was over at Ian's house for Thanksgiving, and we brought him a brand new Samsung TV. And we were setting it all up, and then Barry and Ian went to run some errands, and I was like futzing around with the TV. And then I turned on Alexa on the Samsung TV. And you should have seen these two faces when they came back. And I was like, here, watch. You can say, Alexa, turn on the TV. And they're like, no way, Mom. Yeah. it's like all of a sudden.
You are the hero.
I know. And I'm like, well, that's why I'm the digital goddess. Hello. All right, Allie. What do you got?
Well, it's Christmas movie season, right? It's time.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, which streaming service has the best options, the best Christmas movies? There's probably one that you feel like you have to watch every year. So do you all have a movie where, you know, it's not the holiday season yet until I watch this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mine is It's a Wonderful Life. I need to see that. I mean, I just think it's wonderful. Or Home Alone. How about you, Matt?
I like The Santa Claus.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation.
You know, I could have guessed that. I actually could have guessed that. You know, a friend of mine actually put together the Christmas Chronicles 1 and 2. And so I called him the other day. I'm like, where's Christmas Chronicles 3, Bill? And he's like, oh, next year. So you have to wait for that on Netflix next year.
All right. So where do we watch all these favorites? Kim, for you, that It's a Wonderful Life is actually on Amazon Prime, which I didn't know. I haven't watched that in years. That's kind of the best one on Amazon Prime. Ben, you said Christmas Vacation. That's on HBO Max, and I think that they're kind of the winner. They have a ton of good Christmas movies. Elf, Polar Express, A Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, Jack Frost, Fred Claus, Gremlins, Miracle on 34th Street. That's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Hulu's kind of a bust. They have A Christmas Carol and Christmas with the Cranks. They have The Holiday, but other than that, it's not great over there. Matt, yours was The Santa Claus. That's on Disney Plus, along with Home Alone. I agree, Kim. That is an absolute classic. I have to watch that every year. Disney Plus also has Jingle All the Way, Nightmare Before Christmas, and A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. Netflix doesn't have the best selection, though they do have The Christmas Chronicles. They have Claus, The Holiday, which I really like. Peacock has How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So my vote, if you're looking for Christmas movies, go to HBO Max. Go to Disney Plus, and then, you know, otherwise, you're just going to go based on what movie you love the most.
Well, you know, and it is fun to watch Christmas movies. I mean, it kind of sets the whole scene and the whole season. And, you know, so do all the decorations. What do you call a Christmas wreath made out of $100 bills? Aretha Franklin's.
Oh, gosh. That was good. I'm going to use that.
It's just, finally, I get some respect around here. And just a quick reminder, wherever you get your podcast, make sure that you do a search for Commando with Digital Tech Update. These are one-minute podcasts to keep you up to date. You get every single day a news item, and you get a digital life hack, and you're just going to love them. So make sure that you get those. Just search for Commando with a K, of course. All right, it's time now for America's favorite podcast game show sensation called You Choose the Fake News. And fake news, false information, stories made up, it creates all this buzz on social media, and they are great headlines. But as you scroll through, you have to be able to discern between what's real and what's not. And this week, it's Matt's turn to stump us. Are we ready, Allie and Ben?
Are you? I'm so ready.
God, look at Matt. He's like jumping all around. You're like an athlete.
Hey.
He's
this
stretching.
Is my first time doing it where Allie didn't like help me get some ideas, so I'm ready. I think I could win this one.
Okay, just a quick reminder for everybody, two real and one fake, right? Two real headlines and one fake. All right, Matt, take it away.
Okay, the first story we're going to talk about is the headline is Boston Dynamics Robot Does Incredible Self-Repair. So a lot of people don't know what the Boston Dynamics robots are actually used for. And they're a lot of the times used to navigate and do inspections on nuclear power plants or other places like that. And so within the last few months, there was a Boston Dynamics robot that was walking around doing inspections of a power plant, and it got its leg stuck in a hole. This then broke off, but it was able to return itself to its own bay and use spare parts that are within the bay to repair its own arm.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's a great story. Okay.
Agreed.
All right. Number two.
All right. Number two, new CO2 battery will make wind and solar dispatchable all over Europe. So in Europe, they've developed a new battery that's actually made out of collected CO2 from the atmosphere. So they're trying to kill two birds with one stone by both collecting the CO2 out of the atmosphere and then storing the power that's generated from wind and solar, which is really popular in Europe, in these batteries.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, number three. This incredible tiny camera is the size of a grain of salt. Researchers at Princeton University and the University of Washington recently developed a brand new camera that is the size of a grain of salt. They use multiple photogenic tubes that come out of the surface of this that are able to capture a unique shape and take very pristine pictures.
Okay, so we have the Boston Dynamic Dog. We have the whole carbon science thing that I didn't follow at all. I'm sorry. It went way over my head, Al, as you did that. And the three is the camera, the grain of salt. Okay, so what do we think, guys? What do we think?
Okay, if the Boston Dynamics thing is real, I'm even more afraid of the Boston Dynamics robots. You know, like every time they release a new one, people, you know, tweet, make jokes about like, okay, they're taking over soon. And I feel like that one is prime for that. And I didn't see it. So I'm going to say number one is the fake story.
What do you think, Ben?
I thought that too, but I'm going to go with it because it's like, the more I think about it, it's like, I wouldn't be surprised. It makes the Terminator movies seem like documentaries. You know, and it's just, you see what they can do, how they can be programmed to dance and have these cool videos on YouTube. So, maybe wrong, but I'm going to say that one's right. And the camera, I'm going to say that one's right too. And I'm going to say the CO battery.
Well, you're
fake.
The bad boy battery guy. I mean, you know, right?
battery baron.
That's even better. I'm going to go with number one being fake. Because I don't see this whole self-repair thing happening yet. I think it will happen. But having like little three-legged dog hopping down and then going back into the bay and saying, oh, here, come on over here, I need a screwdriver. It probably does happen. I'm just not seeing. I mean, I'm going to say that number one is fake. So Allie and I are saying number one is fake. Ben's saying number two is fake. Matthew, what is the answer?
Okay, I think Ben might have to give up his title as Battery Baron because he is the one who is wrong here.
Oh, Ben.
The robot is the fake one.
Oh. That was great, though, Matt.
Those great stories. Yeah. That were, you know, especially like, you know, even like the second strike, I said, that thing just went like way over my head. I was like, okay, this is like too many words I don't understand, but it's okay. Hey, great job, Matt. Let's go give Matt a round of applause on his first You Choose the Fake News. Ben, you're not clapping. How come you're not clapping, Ben? Are you being a sore loser? Oh, just checking.
I think meat is filtering out the background noise.
All right, stay right where you are, because coming up in just a few seconds, we're going to find out what's trending online.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Refresh. It's your weekly fun podcast about all things digital and brought to you by thecurrentnewsletter.com. Just sign up already. Get tech news straight to your inbox. Be up to date in 5 minutes or less. Delivered twice a week. You can see a sample. You can sign up right now over at thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right. So now this is part of the podcast where we talk about what the web is talking about with Matt, our dedicated internet scout. And I see your first is toothpaste? Really?
Yeah. So the internet has kind of gone crazy over the last week, specifically TikTok, with toothpaste. So you ever had that special toothpaste that's like the multiple colors when you squeeze out the tube? It's like white and blue and perfect stripes.
Sure. Yes.
So people have been confused on TikTok about why this is, and they've been taking toothpaste and they've been mixing it up in their hands and within the tube itself. They've been using credit cards to slide it around and try to mix it up as best they can. But for some reason, no matter what they do, it still comes out with the perfect stripes. And so it's like this huge conspiracy theory on what's going on with this toothpaste.
Well, what's the answer? What's going on?
No one knows. I've been waiting for someone to tell me, but it's just trending incredibly, and no one knows the answer. I don't know.
Well, you know, it just reminds me of like the type of instrument that you find in a bathroom is a tuba toothpaste.
Oh.
All right. Number two, I actually saw a little bit about this, and this is a crazy story about an influencer.
Yes. So there's a TikTok influencer named Kyle Sheely, and he does a lot of crazy stuff online on TikTok and posts some wacky videos. And a few weeks ago, he decided that he was inside a convenience store, and he thought it'd be really funny if he made a giant cardboard cutout of himself and just walked in to the convenience store with confidence and put it there and just didn't say anything about it. And so TikTok went crazy with this guy, and people found the convenience store and were commenting and taking pictures and tagging him in all these pictures. Well, it turns out that the company, the convenience store that was in on it the whole time, just came out and announced that this week. And so TikTok's a little bit upset at him for the ruse of it being this huge, you know, funny gag, but it turned out that they were in on it the whole time.
You know, Instagram influencers,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I remember when they were just called like scammers and pranksters. Right? So, now they're an influencer. It sounds so much better.
Hey, you could do anything and just call yourself an influencer now.
Exactly. All right, third, the Xbox beat the PS5? What?
It did. So with all the talk about how hard it's been to get a PS5 lately and people using, like you said, bots to try to even get it, this past Black Friday, the Xbox Series S, which is the direct competitor of the PS5, beat out its competitor on Black Friday this year, according to a study by Adobe.
I wonder, because they're easier to get, or because people want them more?
That's what it seems like, is that they're easier to get, but because of the myth that is impossibility of finding a PS5, I think people are just giving up and being like, well, I might as well just get a PS5 or an Xbox Series X instead.
Whatever, you know, we'll have to console the kids on Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was just thinking, I wonder how many kids are going to open up an Xbox like, well, I guess this will do.
I guess it'll be right. You know, over Thanksgiving, when I was at Ian's house, as I mentioned, is that he showed me a video from Mr. Beast.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've ever seen the videos from Mr. Beast, but they're phenomenal. The guy has
great.
An amazing production budget. And he spent $5 million on a Squid Games reenactment. That if you haven't seen it, it is phenomenal. It is worth watching.
I assume without all the gore, or no?
What he does is instead of them getting shot, is that the people are wearing, and so you'll be able to watch this, Allie. There's no blood involved. Is that they're wearing a special eye pad, and then when they get out of the game, it kind of blows up their shirt. But he's giving away like $500,000, which he does to the person who wins. And I'm not going to tell you who wins, but it is very entertaining and it's a great production. And I'm so critical of YouTube videos because I think, well, you know, they don't really know what they're doing, but this guy really has it happening.
Yeah.
So it's Mr. Beast, the Squid Games. You saw it. It looks like you saw it.
Oh,
Matt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Mr. Beast. He does some awesome things.
Did you see the Squid Games?
I did. Yeah, I did. I saw that. I saw the whole thing. It was he looks like he spent the money that he spent on it. It looks like it's that much money.
All right. And speaking of other things that are trending, Allie, what's trending on Commando.com?
Well, if you have a Parler account, whether you use it or not anymore, you might want to consider removing it because they're up to something that we don't think is so great. Kim, you know all about this.
Yes, and I've been getting emails saying, oh, Kim Commando, I can't believe you told me to delete my Parler account. I
knew that was coming.
They talk like that too. You know, I read their email. Of course. You know, it's never like, oh, hi, Kim Komando. Thank you so much. No, it's like, rah,
Kim Komando. All right. If you are someone who stores things on thumb drives, we've told you before it's a bad idea, and we'll tell you all about why and what you can do instead. Hint, it's cloud storage. If you are the person who everyone in your life always says, can you please turn down the TV? We've got some tips to help you out so that you can actually hear what you want to hear without having everyone mad at you. And then this is not a fun one, but I think pretty necessary, especially this day and age when it's so easy to get this stuff on your phone. Signs your phone has stalkerware and what you can do about it. So these are the apps that watch basically everything you do, every keystroke, every app you open, every place you go. Really dangerous stuff, so we'll show you what to look for.
All great stuff over at Komando.com, which if you don't hit the website every single day, you are not in the know. Coming up, Ben is going to be giving us some practical gift ideas, so stay right where you are.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness, and we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Welcome back to Tech Refresh. It's your weekly fun podcast, and it's brought to you by thecurrentnewsletter.com. Just sign up, get tech news straight to your inbox, be up to date in 5 minutes or less. See a sample and sign up right now over at thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right, so Ben, give us some practical gift ideas.
Okay, you know I like batteries. You know I like flashlights. I like HDMI to USB-C adapters. Ooh. You know, this is the kind of stuff I keep around just in case.
He's just asking for it, isn't he?
We have to come up with just a new title. I mean, you know, I can't believe that we just had on a podcast Ben say, I really like HDMI to USB-C adapters. I mean... That's really not going to bring them in, Ben. I beg for positive reviews every single podcast, and I'm not going to get it now. We're not going to get it.
You know what? He's kind of like the tech version of a Boy Scout. He's always prepared.
That's true. We'll have to think about that. There's an angle in that.
Yeah. And all the listeners love this stuff, too. They just don't know it yet. But this week is kind of also about something practical because, you know, we've talked about on this podcast and showing everything about how important it is to, you know, store your documents, your photo collection. And I'm a big fan of backing things up twice, you know, so having the stuff in the cloud and having a backup locally too, just in case. And I got to review a couple of new devices. One was an SSD, and it's like the size of a credit card. And it's the WD My Passport. Comes different capacities. The one I reviewed was 1 terabyte. It transfers at like 1 gig per second. It's like crazy fast. So you can move like whole collections of photos, whatever else, you know, in seconds. And I did. It actually works out really well. The other thing that I got to try out, and it's right here, it's the SanDisk Dual Drive Lux USB-C flash drive. So it's a tiny flash drive that's USB-C on one side, and you can flip it around to USB-A on the other, so it works on different kinds of devices. Yeah. So I won't go into all the technical details. They're both encased in metal, so they can handle falls and like that, you know, things like that. But the SSD is perfect for the content creators or the people who have those massive photo collections and just looking for, you know, the safe places to keep documents. The thumb drive, don't store the stuff on that, as Ali was mentioning. This is for, like, it fits on a keychain. So it's like for, you know, general file transfers between devices, you know, smuggling thousands of documents out of Facebook, things like that. But it's, you know, beyond that, it's just kind of one of those perfect stocking stuffers because this thing's $20. The SSD, the SSD is a little more expensive. Retails for $200, but you can get it now around the holidays for about $120. And it's not just for people looking to store things. This thing, if you hook it up to a PS5, you can... move all the PS4 games onto it and play it from that drive.
I didn't think about that. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. there you have it.
So at the end of the day, what do you think about these, Ben? How many Ben heads do we give it?
The SSD gets 4 simply because it's just a little higher priced. You know, it's the build, it's the size, I get that. So 4 out of 5. The little thumb drive, you can't go wrong, like I said, for just basic file management. $20, metal, compatible with USB-C and A. Yeah, it gets a full 5.
Ooh.
Wow. I think that's only the second thing that's gotten 5.
I know. We don't see a 5 Ben heads very often here. Mm-mm. You can read Ben's entire review over at the website at commando.com. And before we leave, I'd like to give you just one little story about Christmas, something to warm your heart. Okay, 2 brothers went to their grandmother's house for Christmas, and the younger one, he opened up his gift, and he was so happy because it was a nice scarf that his grandmother had knitted for him, and he loves personal gifts. The older found a card with his name on. Instead, it just read, "Merry Christmas, love, Grandma." Now, later that night, the older brother complained to his brother and said, "Why does Grandma love you so much more than me?" He says, "She does not. Why do you say that?" responded the younger brother. He said, "Because every year you get a great gift and all I ever get is a card." "That's not true. I've seen you get those gifts," said the younger brother. Rolling his eyes, the older brother demanded, "Well, when I was little, and it's been years, but all I get is cards right now. In fact, I will bet you next year that I get a card again." And it was a bet. "Let's make it $100, smiled the brother. $100, I get a card again next year. Deal." They shook hands. The next Christmas came around. They both rushed over to the tree. The younger brother's delight, below the tree was a package with his older brother's name on it. And he laughed. He said, "Hope you brought the money, big brother. I need $100. After dinner, the older brother retrieved his gift under the tree. And as he opened the gift, a smile came across his face. And the younger brother nudged him closer and peeked inside. He smiled too. "Ha, that'll be $100. You got a sweater, I told you." But the older brother pulled the present out with a grin. He said, "No, I don't. This isn't a sweater. It's a cardigan." Okay, that was a really long joke, I know, okay? But maybe it wasn't quite worth the punchline. But what is worth it for you all as you're listening to sign up for the Current Newsletter? Yes, sign up now over at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Tech news and tips you can use right now. And just a quick reminder to subscribe, follow, rate this podcast, say a few kind words, even talk about Ben's battery obsession, because that will surely bring more people into us. And if you ever want to drop us a note, you can send it to podcasts@commando.com. Just keep in mind that we all read it, and we want you to be nice. We don't want you to say, "Rawr, Kim Commando and Allie and Ben and Matt, I don't like the podcast." We don't want any of that. We only want happy notes. Again, that's podcasts@commando.com, and thanks for listening.